from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is, like you said, Georgia Day down at SEC Media Days. And obviously, I think Tennessee's there today, too.
Yep.
Tennessee, Georgia, and everything. But, you know, Georgia is the top dog down there. And it's kind of, as far as Kirby, you know, I think the last couple of years, people view Kirby as maybe the best coach in the country and everything like that. But now that Nick's gone, I think it's probably unquestioned that he is the best coach in the conference. And like we said yesterday, this just gets you closer and closer to the season, as we're about 45 or so days before
Clemson. That's right. I think I saw somebody post that, 44 or something.
Yeah, something like that, before they're here in Atlanta facing off against a good underrated Clemson team, I think, personally. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. Hopefully we can get him on today, and because he's doing the rounds and things like that. So hopefully we can find a way to get him on and talk to him about it. His preparation and everything. Because I heard him this morning, and something we talked about maybe it was yesterday, talking about, you know, the schedule and everything like that. And, you know, there's going to be some guys missing probably because of how they beat the crap out of each other at Georgia during training camp. And he was basically – And the arrests and all those different things.
Suspension.
And he addressed that also, and there's going to be some consequences behind it.
Yeah.
Got a text from Rusty about it, about different things that go on up there, as far as the punishment and things. And so you look at it that way. But I never heard of, because it's not saying he's going to pull back, but it's like trying to find a way maybe during training camp to maybe ease up a little bit.
Load management?
Yeah, because of the fact is that you've got this gauntlet of a schedule, and you got to win 17 games to win that championship this year.
Right.
And so, I mean, that is
play 17 games.
But that is a long trek for these college kids and everything like that. So it was weird to hear him say something like that. Now, I know Kirby a long time. Kirby he ain't going to pull it back. You know, he don't take the foot off the throttle, but, you know, maybe if somebody does have something, you know, take your break or something like that. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see and hear him talk the rest of the day, especially the guys like Carson Beck and Malachi, and obviously Michael Williams.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing from all of those guys. Malachi, how's the shoulder? Michael Williams, what position are you going to play this year?
Right.
Carson Beck, cool mock turtleneck.
Yeah.
Looking sharp. A bold choice for a young man. He's got a long neck, so
he does.
I guess the mock is fine. You can pull that off.
It balances out, you know, the chin to throat ratio.
Man's got a throat on him.
He does, man. But yeah,
he probably won't say that to him if he comes on the show.
But he's an outstanding quarterback who's going into, you know, his second year as a starter. One of the top, you know, preseason Heisman favorites and all those different things.
Hype train, pressure, whatever you want to call it.
I said it again. This team will go as far as their defensive line takes them. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line is one of the best in the country. They're going to be fine. Linebackers, great. Secondary, great. But how is this defensive line, especially interior, how do they win? Because that's how we won back-to-back championship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, offense helped. But those dudes up front dominated. And it's just not those dudes, because you got to have that depth. And that was their biggest thing. They were able to do, what do they call it, hockey line shifts, and do there, and the production was just as good.
Well, I mean, the first year, it's just crazy. The amount of guys that are now, you know, first-round draft picks in the NFL, that first national championship, you went like seven deep with guys that are NFL players. The second year was a little bit more thin, but you had Jalen Carter.
Right.
You know what I mean? You had Nolan Smith, at least for part of the year. and it was still top end NFL.
You had 7 first rounders on that defense.
Yeah, line. The first year.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's stupid. It doesn't happen like that. Yeah. That's not the way that it goes for most college football teams. That's why nobody scored any points on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? and then last year, as good as the team was, they were the best team in the country for the whole year. And honestly, I still believe if they get into the playoff, they probably win the national championship if they get in there. They had a bad day against Alabama, and that's what it is.
Yep.
You can't have a bad day at the wrong time. Now, you can now,
right?
way that things have shifted. That's one of the big changes from year to year in college football.
Him and Coach Saban were talking about was that part right there is bouncing back from a loss, knowing that the season's not in the balance because of one loss.
Right.
You know,
going into a game knowing that if you lose that game, you may still very well be in the playoff.
Right.
What a weird reality.
Yeah,
now, I guess that was true of the SEC championship game that first championship year as well, but you didn't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, we got to try to win this game so we can get to the playoff. They lost and still got in and still won the national championship, but there was no guarantee that they were going to get in. Now, you make the SEC championship game undefeated. You might see teams resting, guys, honestly. Like, there's still the benefit of the bye,
right.
And that's a huge benefit.
Right.
When it goes to 16 and there isn't one, I wouldn't be surprised. They're going to have to figure out something with the conference championship game to avoid that. Because the last thing you want is, and that's down the road. Like, that's another problem for another day. But the last thing you want is guys opting out of playing big games or resting in big games. But you see it in the NFL, too.
I mean,
guys rest week 17 if you're in the playoffs already. I mean, it's something that happens. Maybe that's something that happens in college football. But yeah, that's part of it. Like that part of the conversation leading into this year is what makes it so different. Georgia's never had as hard of a schedule as it has this year.
Correct.
But they could also probably lose 2 games and still go to the playoff.
Correct.
So it's a weird, you know what I mean?
Of course,
you never think about it like that going into the game, but you look at the schedule, it's like, hey, you go 10-2, you probably go to the playoff.
Yeah, yeah, and because they'll still be one of the top teams in the country and everything like that, and you just, you know, you always view it from, you know, it was one of the things where Nick Saban, they asked him about the structure of it, basically, like, who gets the buys, who gets automatic bids. Mm-hmm. He still hates that part about it because it's like, well, this group of 5 team is not better than the 4th SEC team or something like that. He hates it, which is right, which is true, and everything like that. So that'll always be the thing about it. But, I mean, the league is you know, when you look at the schedule that Georgia has, I mean, you go to Kentucky, Alabama back-to-back weekends, you know, and that Kentucky game, we know this is going to be a fight. It's going to be physical, all the different things, and then you got to hope that you make it out of there, and then you got to go to Tuscaloosa the following week, and then you know, and then you got to go to Texas and go down to Austin. You got to go to Ole Miss, and later on in the year. So it's all about the depth and getting guys playing time. I mean, that's one of the biggest things right now, and because usually when you talk about getting guys experience in the game, you're usually up or something like that, and they get a chance to go in there and play. Now, Kirby, they rotate everybody, but still irritates me to this day that, damn, everybody gets to play. But you're going to need that kind of experience. You're going to need that getting those guys live game reps because of the fact that you're going to need them. I think that's going to be the biggest thing is that everybody is in play when you look at – and that's every team in college football with the how long the schedule is now and obviously the competition of the games and stuff because there's not a lot of, you know – well, Mama, I'm probably going to play the whole second half game that Georgia has.
No.
Now, do I think Georgia
no,
is
probably not.
Now, and that's me talking like now, do I think Georgia is the best team in America? I do. Do I think they can just go out and mollywop everybody? I do. But that's not how it always goes because, you know, stuff and whatever happens. But, yeah, it's not going to be a lot of, hey, Mom, yeah, probably about the second half I'll be playing out there, man.
Yeah. I mean,
there's some on the schedule.
Games 2 and 3.
Yeah.
You'd
yeah.
probably
but,
be
but
able to.
But I'm not even thinking about those games. I'm not even thinking about those games.
I don't know. Clemson, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens in that Clemson game. What are they favored by? 17 or something like that?
Where?
You know what I mean?
Oh,
14 and a half, something like that. So, no, I mean, you're right. Obviously, that's the kickoff game. Who knows? Maybe Clemson will be a little bit better than they're projected to be, all that kind of stuff. But that's what's great, right? Like, for the parts of the changes that there will be downsides to, and any new formation, any new landscape of scheduling is going to have some pitfalls. But I think there's more benefits than downfalls, to me at least. And that being this schedule is a hell of a lot more fun.
Hell
last
yeah,
year leading
is.
Into the season was
hell yeah, it is.
Last year all we could say was, well, you can only play who's on your schedule, which is the polite way of saying right. this sucks and this whole fall is going to be a little bit boring because you're not really going to know who they are right. until they actually play somebody later in the year. And then a couple of teams popped up as better than you thought that they would be, like Missouri mm-hmm. and others. And it was like, all right, maybe this will be a little bit of a test. Clemson week one, while they might not be Clemson of 5 years ago, they're still Clemson. Alabama in September, while they might not be Bama of whatever, it's not Saban, it's still Bama. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes.
Going on the road against some of those other teams, like you're going to know exactly who this football team is by
early,
by mid-October.
Yes.
Because they're going to be road ready and road tested, which I love.
Yeah, man.
Like that.
I mean, I love
so much better.
I mean, but we
it's
always
so much
talk
more
about
fun.
It. I love the fact that they're playing these games.
Yeah.
These teams. It's a big game atmosphere, and it's in your conference, and you're going to play them, and you don't have to wait to
like
be
you play in the SEC. You should never have a year like last year where, like, this schedule sucks.
Yeah.
It's crazy
yeah.
that it was even like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't have to wait till the SEC championship to see Georgia and Alabama
right.
play.
Now, I understand, or
Georgia,
and I know
Texas,
somebody's going to remind me of this. I know
like
this. They were going to play Oklahoma
yes.
last year. It got canceled because
yes.
Oklahoma was coming to the
yes.
SEC. The non-conference schedule would have been better last year
yes.
than it was otherwise, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
So we still had to sit
exactly.
there and watch those games.
Who the hell did they fill that void with Oklahoma?
I don't remember.
I knew.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But we watched it.
Yeah, we damn sure did. Sit back and watch all of it,
yeah.
man. But it's going to be a fun year. And as we get closer and closer to it, you'll start to narrow, have more and more insight on all the teams as far as who's Georgia's playing in those situations, in those games. But yeah, I mean, this is SEC Media Days always gives you that stepping stone, because SEC Media Days, and NFL training camps is usually a week after
yep.
that and everything. Like you said, we'll be up there starting Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, starting on Wednesday.
Week from tomorrow.
Everything. But yeah, I mean, you got Clemson, Tennessee Tech, Mama, I'm going to play at Kentucky.
Yes.
Then you're open before
you go
to Bama.
At Kentucky, September
14th. Yeah,
okay.
You're open before you go to Alabama.
Okay.
So that gives you some time, because that Kentucky game is going to be physical.
Sure.
And then you
got
to play, whining ass Auburn, who wanted to get the game changed, because we don't want to play Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to back, so whatever.
Yeah, you got them at home. And then Mississippi State, you said, at Texas. Man, another bye after that.
Yep.
Florida, Ole Miss. At Ole Miss.
Yes.
A lot of pressure on them this year.
Yeah, man.
Biggest amount of hype headed into an Ole Miss season since
Ooh.
Ever.
Oh man, I don't. How I can
Eli
remember,
senior
I was
going
to say Eli senior year, maybe, but yeah, I mean, he hit the portal, and he hit the portal and got some doo-doos.
Sure.
And so yeah, that's going to be interesting, because I think Lane Kiffin is a good coach. I don't think Lane Kiffin's a great coach.
I don't think there's any reason that
yeah.
you would.
Yeah. I think Lane Kiffin's
but
a good coach.
This is a year where he could change that perception.
Sure can.
Right?
Sure can.
Because the thing about Lane Kiffin, it feels like he's been around forever. He's still not old. Like, Lane Kiffin's still, like, relatively, you know what I mean? What's he, like, 50 maybe?
Maybe.
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 Dude's been a head coach in the NFL.
Crazy.
College football.
Crazy.
For, like, 20 years.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah.
Lane
Kiffin's been around forever. He's still, like 46 somehow. Yeah. But if they win it, I don't think they're going to win it, but, like, he could win enough games this year to change that perception a little bit. Or lose enough games this year to where you're like, yeah, all right, cool, you had a great roster, you recruited all those guys, transfer portal, and you still didn't win. So maybe you kind of are who you are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.